You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily is powered by U of H Cougars coach Willie Fritz for giving your boy a little shout-out. Used to recruit back in Air Baytown days over at Baytown Lee, baby. He knew these parts, man. He recruited heavy in Texas, even when he was coaching up in Missouri. Even when he's coaching at Tulane, and now that he's here, Houston Cougars, LSU Tigers in the Texas Kinders Texas Bowl. They get the honor to power Dirty's Daily today. Today is a Tuesday. Be listening with us, as you always are, during the 5 o'clock hour for your shot at winning two front row tickets to this Sunday's game at NRG between the Texans and the Cardinals. Texans, Cardinals, two front row tickets this Sunday. You can win on Tuesday and be watching live action in NRG Stadium from the front row. On Sunday, 5 o'clock hour today of The Drive is where you got to be to win it. Call your mom, call your friends, call your family, and then let them know that they need to tune in. You have a better chance of winning if they turn on that old radio and make sure that you call in when Ron gives the old cue to call. Also, this Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, we're going to be on the East Side. East Side, stand up one time. Always talking about, we don't ever come over that way. We don't ever come over that way. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings. Little Thirsty Thursday action. Buffalo Wild Wings, Garth Road, Baytown. Come on through. Hang out with us. Have some cold beer. Have some cold drinks. Have some grub. Tyler's mama was in the building last time. Didn't see her till I was walking out.
Shout out, Mama Milner.
She looked up at me. I wasn't real sure who it was. So she looked up at me and said, oh, that's Tyler's mama right there. Ain't no doubt, boy. There ain't no doubt about that.
I am told that I look like
you. You are your mother's child, baby. You are your mother's child. Thirsty Thursday in Baytown, Garth Road, Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on through. Tell everybody. Y'all come on through and let's hang out. Big shout out to Bud Light for making that happen. Football Friday is up in Tomball this week. BB's. Ooh, always have me a good time in BB's, man. BB's Tomball up off Highway 249. Come on through for a Football Friday right there. Come to both of them if you can. If not, either will do, baby. Come on through and hang out with us. It is, along with a Texans Tickety Tuesday, it is also a Tape Drop Tuesday where we take a little peek back at the film of last week's game. And this week, it's easy to watch that film because you beat the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. You beat them 20-10, and so it's an easy film to watch because you won. not so easy to watch because of what's actually on the film. There were some real struggles. But I'm going to start with a couple of positives, boys. We've talked a lot about C.J. Stroud. Good, bad, indifferent. Everything from skill set to leadership to attitude to everything. Ability to communicate. Everything you think of. I'm going to tell you right now, this is a good day to be C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud was a reason the Texans won that game. Right? He made several great plays, great throws, most of which were off script and off schedule. And all of which were critical in scoring the points that you did score. The system was working against him, really. The plan was not good. The adjustments were not good. The offensive line up front with Chris Jones over there wasn't great. And so C.J. Stroud had a lot of things stacked against him. Nothing was easy, right? There were very few just easy, hey, that corner's soft, the coverage is soft, boom, let me throw this thing in there. I mean, I bet there wasn't four or five easy completions for the quarterback. And a couple of the easy completions, he had to manipulate the defense with his eyes or his feet just to get that easy completion to be available. So C.J. Stroud was absolutely tremendous, Ron. I said yesterday I thought the first half was a first half where we saw glimpses of the C.J. Stroud from 2023, and we did. But I'm going to tell you, man, overall, the reason you were able to score any points at all was because C.J. Stroud was absolutely tremendous off script, off schedule. Early on, a little bit of a slow start, missed a couple of throws early on that could have changed the game. But the reality of it is C.J. Stroud, C.J. Stroud showed Sunday why you pay a franchise quarterback. You look across the league, there's a lot of really good systems out there, right? There's a lot of really good supporting cast out there. There's a lot of systems where a backup quarterback can go in there and just stick to the plan and win a couple of games, stick to the plan, look like a starter, do some good things. Sunday night in Kansas City was a night where the Texans had to have a guy that had a different level to take his game to, a higher ceiling to reach for when all of those things around him was not great. I mean, extending plays with his feet, making throws on the run, manipulating the defense with his eyes and his feet, making big-time throws. I mean, some of the stuff down in the red zone was really impressive. I mean, C.J. Stroud was good. He deserves a tip of the cap, and this is why you pay a franchise quarterback. Games like that, take your play to the next level and be the reason. Make enough plays that your offense, your team can get out of there with a win. What are you thinking about?
I don't know if this is a longer conversation, but I watched the game. We talked about it yesterday. We talked about it today. You talked about the tape drop Tuesday, and I see these people on the text line. Stop gazing, CJ, laughing my ass off. He's not the reason we won 3.5 completions, bro. Come on, Clint. You're better than this, man. That one gets under my skin, that you're better than this. Dismount. But I am growing concerned because I watched that, and the Chiefs aren't a quality team right now, but defensively they can be, especially with Spags and a game plan. Like, I'm concerned because CJ just had no help from the sideline.
None. He didn't have help from anybody.
I think Woody and them, they did the best they could, but he did not have any answers. I think Andy Reid made an absolute bonehead decision and move in that game. But they had clear deficiencies in that game. And he was able to coach around that.
Yep.
Right? The offensive line was not the reason that the Chiefs didn't have success on offense for the most part. Like, you could see the
tackles who were fourth and fifth string guy or fourth and fifth options actually played well against two of the best in the league.
But you saw there was a plan to help the offense there. Yeah. That second half, and really at times in the first half, the big throws that he made and completed, and you've said this since I've known you, you just, even Patrick Mahomes, even Josh Allen, even Lamar, they can't make a living on just the throws that he made. Now, he was able to hit it this week and do the ones that he was. But I am concerned that they just never had an answer.
Yep.
Like they never had an answer. I don't ever remember. Let's go wide receiver screen. Let's go. They just didn't have an answer. And that was concerning to me for CJ that just.
Yeah, it was. Look, I understand to the naked eye where somebody would watch it. You see CJ miss the big third down throw in the third quarter there that stalled one of the drives that would have been, the receiver was wide open. I'm not saying CJ was extremely clean. I'm just telling you this. We've watched games where this offense is, boy, everything's in rhythm. See, Nick Cayley is cooking and there's receivers open everywhere. There's quick options. There's mid-range options. There's deep options. We got all kind of vertical attacks. We got these underneath draggers. Everything's wide open, right? This was not one of those games. There was nothing. I mean, you can count on one hand the number of completions that C.J. Stroud had that were in rhythm. I mean, that were like, okay, there's a soft corner. Let me throw this ball to Jalen Noll over on the sideline. I mean, it happened three times, four times maybe. I mean, everything, like the plays that were made, which, again, it wasn't great. Hell, CJ was, what, 15 to 31? It wasn't great. But the reason that you won this game is because you had a quarterback that had the ability to go outside or above and beyond the system and the game plan, and he made enough plays off script, off schedule, to score you points. Now, you also won this game because the biggest bonehead move I've seen Andy Reid ever make in his life. You also won this game because you had a great defense that held down one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. But when you look at this thing, what was different was the offense was struggling mightily. And C.J. Stroud went outside the scheme and made plays and made enough plays to continue enough drives to get you 20 points and to win that thing by two scores, and to take advantage of the mistakes that Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes made between the interceptions and the bad decisions. C.J. Stroud did a lot. Go back and look at it. A lot of it is off script, off schedule, under pressure, on the run, like low percentage throws that he just had the ability to fit in there.
I mean, there was a position that you just watched the All-22, so you get a different. It just appeared in the second half until – not even until, really, even when they got the lifeline from Andy, it seemed like every time he dropped back, he was screwed.
Yeah.
Right from the jump.
Yeah, the plan was garbage. The plan was trash. We're still going to be talking about communication. We're still going to talk about technique and mechanics, but the reality of it is the same problem that you had against Kansas City last year when you lost. Your defense just did a better job. But here's the deal. Is, go back, like the first drive of the game. Was it the first drive when he threw the post over the top?
Second drive.
That's when it ended in a field goal, right? Boom, there's 3 points right there. That was in scheme, big play over the top. That was good protection, ball over the top, ended in 3 points, right? The touchdown drive before halftime is the second quarter, I guess. The touchdown drive that got him to 10, there's three plays, really four, but one of them was a quick game, but three throws in that. The ball to Dalton Schultz over to the sideline was an elite throw and takes a special skill set to get there. I mean, there's three throws in a row where it's either an elite arm or like baiting the receiver in and I mean, baiting the defense in and checking the football down to a wide open Woody Marks. Like they're like really, really specialty plays that CJ was able to make.
Or the old run hard to the right, to the sideline, and Nico keep coming.
That's
across,
what it was. It was Dalton then, Schultz, then Nico, then a slant to Nico, and then it was the dump off to the okie doke to Woody Marks.
I mean, that's your
10 points. And then you look at they turned the ball over and gave it to you on a 31-yard line on a fourth down. Then he makes a crazy throw to Higgins on third and long to convert the first down. He made a crazy throw earlier in the game to Higgins across the middle on a third and 14
third
or 15.
And 16.
Or there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, and all, none of those were in rhythm. All of those were hold the football, push up in the pocket, slide this direction, and drive the football. So I'm not going to argue the text. I'm telling you, C.J. Stroud was absolutely special.
I mean, he had five drives in that second half, Clint, where, like, you're wondering, what are they going over there talking about on the sideline?
Yeah, no, it was bad.
Because they're coming right back out and doing the same thing, like, no
same
chance.
Stuff. Yep, and they ended up, that's he ended up making a play off script, off schedule, that got him in field goal range, and ultimately they ended up scoring a touchdown. All right, Woody Marks. Woody Marks is better than we think. Woody Marks means more to this team than we think, and this is the one guy that gives you hope with Nick Cayley in a sense of, of taking a player and going, okay, this player has a unique skill set. Let's use him as such. The way in which they're using him and targeting him in the pass game, in the gimmick game, in the screen game, trying to target him a couple of times, and also, you know, riding him to 70% of the snaps where he's getting the most of the touches. You can't you never know when that moment is going to come where Woody Marks needs to sidestep a free defender, and him being in the game is the only way that you take advantage of it. He's getting a lot of snaps, and he is really, really good. Shout out to Nick Cayley. He is using him really, really well. We mentioned a little bit these two things here on a negative note. The lack of answers for pressure is scary. CJ snapping the football and clueless. Who's protected? If he's protected, who's coming? Who's not? Who's he going to throw the ball to? There is no plan, and it's unacceptable, right? The opponent's ability to take Nico Collins out of the game by just simply shading a safety over the top is absolutely unacceptable. Nico Collins didn't go in motion one time in the second half. He didn't go in motion. He just camped out over there, let them roll a safety over the top, and they tried to move the football without even involving Nico Collins. I think these are all like head coach call you in the office type issues.
Yeah, man, you go look at those five drives ahead of the one that in which the Chiefs went for it on fourth and one and gave them the ball on their own 30. I mean, it was just like, I mean, they can't do anything. Like, you can't do anything, and that just, ooh, that you can't have that many drives in a row. That many drives in a row where the only yard you gain is, yeah, all right, man, we just got a sack down inside of the five. It's third down and 16, well, and CJ was able to negotiate immediate pressure and hit Higgins down the field for a first down, and then that was it.
Well, it's just, Ron, it's the lack of a plan that is worrisome. Look, wow, you're going to play good defenses and you're going to struggle. It's going to happen. It's going to be ugly. Your quarterback's going to get hit. But man, for CJ to snap the ball and have no clue, and I bet he did it four times in the second half. I mean, that's a scary proposition, man.
All right, coming up, some Astros news. Joe Espada speaks about one of the most important players on his team and kind of sheds a little light on potentially how things will go with that player coming up. We'll do that right here.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Live on the drive.
Flip, flip, flip on this burger.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive as we are live. If you missed it, today is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Coming up in the next hour, in the 5 o'clock hour, at some point, you will have a chance to win a pair of front row seat tickets in the bullpen. So stay tuned for that as we continue here on this Texans Ticket Tuesday. And hopefully somebody gets in the building for what I think the rest of the season will be a hot ticket, a place you got to be here in Houston at NRG as the Texans continue this late season push. All right. As the Texans get ready, get moving towards the postseason, the Astros want to return to the postseason after missing after seven straight years. Seven times in the ALCS. They missed the playoffs last year and looking to get back there. And they've got some things they got to juggle. And Joe Espada, as they are all meeting there, he was on MLB Network yesterday, and I found it interesting. He started to kind of talk about a little bit of the spots and guys playing in certain positions, and he spoke about his veteran, the heart and soul of this team, Jose Altuve, and talked about potentially what things could look like with him in the field.
You know what? I like the fact that he is open to helping, to do whatever it takes to help the team. But I think second base is his prime position. I think we're going to see him play there more this season. Giving us some starts in left field, that's something that I will sit down and talk to him about that. But right now, I need to keep our guys healthy. I think a lot of these players can play multiple positions. Paredes can play some second, third, and first base. It allows me to keep Correa and Walker healthy. The DH spot, I'm also going to use that spot to keep those guys off their feet. I got some really good players that once they're healthy, it's a really good team to – it's going to be a really tough team to beat.
All right, Clint, it sounds like Jose Altuve is going to be playing a lot of second base this year, especially also with the news that he wants Yordan Alvarez to play a lot of DH just to – for health issues, to conserve his health. But it looks like maybe the ship has not completely – sailed, but it looks like he's going to be playing second base, and that left field thing is potentially something we're not going to see as much, which we all thought was a little interesting coming into last season.
Like I said from jump, it's the silliest stuff I've ever heard in my life for multiple reasons. You ain't just going to move a guy to the outfield. Ain't played no damn outfield and play major
league
baseball.
Remember Tony Gwynn came in there and tried to say it. It didn't sound like he believed it.
Come on, man. And then on top of that, all these advanced stats that tell you about Altuve at second base and he can or can't do this, man, to hell with all that. Put that man at second base and let him do his thing. Now, if you've got a surplus of infielders, and then you can figure out what to do with Paredes. You can figure out what to do with Carlos Correa and all the extra players you got, but putting Altuve in the outfield is plumb ass silly, man. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, I think he should play, obviously. Second base is his spot.
Well, the crazy thing is now that you don't have Dubon, you know what I mean? Now that you don't have Dubon to play in the outfield, that is a really good outfielder. Now all of a sudden it's going to be, well, we're going to be moving back to second base. I mean, it just makes him look plumb ass silly for what they were trying to do with him.
I'll be honest, Clint. I could be dead wrong, and I said this to Tyler before the show. That second base thing always felt like a Dana Brown thing to me.
Did it?
It always felt like a Dana Brown thing to try to. I think he really wanted his defense out of there, and which, listen, I'm not going to say it's insane to say that, but, it didn't, to me, it didn't feel like, all right, man, hey, go play this left field position in your mid to to late 30s that you've never really played before while you've been in the big leagues. Like it didn't seem like it was going to be something that worked. And just listening to Joe Espada, it sounds like he's like, this is just more natural position, guys. We're going to keep him there. And we're going to do that because, you thought he was bad at second base. I mean, like you were crossing your fingers and hoping that the ball didn't get hit his way at times over there when he's out in the outfield. So I'm not saying we won't see him play in the outfield at all, but yeah, this to me makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Put him back at second base, let him play. If he needs a rest, hit him at DH, and you've got plenty of people. And with all the infielders they had last year, they found a way to go get more of them. I mean, they had to cut several guys loose. And so, yeah. I mean, they'll be, yeah, he don't need to be in the outfield. I mean, you take a popcorn arm and a guy that's never played left field and throw him out there at 30, what, how old is he?
30, he's got to be hitting 35, 36, yeah, I believe.
It's plum-ass silly. I'm just glad I'm not one of them cats around the city that was trying to act like it wasn't no big deal and convince folks that it made sense.
Yeah. He's gonna be the second baseman, and maybe Yordan gets some games in the outfield, and maybe he DHs there a little bit.
It's another one. It's another one you talk about.
Yordan.
Look, Yordan ain't rolling his ankle or breaking his hand because he's playing left field. Hate to break it to everybody.
He might though.
It's that swinging a bat and running bases that's hurting Yordan Alvarez. This might be something we're just gonna have to live with.
I want to add to it.
I mean, the only time he's gone down in the outfield is when he, for whatever reason, he decided to run headfirst into Pena, and hell, he was out for a game and back out there. And
it's not ideal.
And then the Mets people drove him off the back of that cart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Threw that thing into high gear.
That scared me more than a damn collision.
Need to put damn seatbelts on these injury carts.
Play that man in left field, man.
Nah, man. They've already said. They DH, baby.
Stupid.
That's ugly.
Every year. It's stupid. It's
just the knees alone.
Man, hey.
Let's just
minimize it, baby.
Left field is not hurting that guy. The outfield's not hurting that guy.
What is hurting him?
Sliding across, whoever painted home plate with that slick crap and blew his ankle up.
Yeah,
swinging a bat and breaking his hand. That's it. So we're not going to let him hit?
Like, would you admit that he seems to be injury prone?
Yeah, no question he's injury prone.
And all I would say is, if he's getting hurt, as you're right, swinging the bat, and he's getting hurt running the bases, I think adding him running in the outfield would maybe potentially increase the injuries.
That was a no-brainer for me.
No, I don't think it will. This is not a usage problem.
I'm not saying it's a usage problem.
What's he going to do in left field? What is he going to do in left field
I just think you increase the odds if he gets hurt swinging
back. I need to add sliding to the list of things he gets hurt doing. He doesn't get hurt jogging around left field the three balls that are hit out there at night. He doesn't.
Has he gotten hurt in the outfield before?
When he ran into Pena, yeah.
When he almost flipped himself in Atlanta.
Get the hell out of here, man. That ain't got.
I'm just saying, this is a guy who is injury prone. I think you increase your odds of getting injured playing in the outfield.
Well, he increases. I mean, walking to the car, he could get injured by that mindset.
Sure,
yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you, playing outfield is not what's injuring him. Outfield is not the problem.
Tracking a ball with walls and running, I think, is more of a chance to get hurt than walking to his car.
I just think he needs to play baseball, man. Play baseball, bro.
You think he drives a truck?
No.
He probably drives
Altuve?
Something. No. Altuve. Oh, I bet Altuve drives a truck. Compensating.
But I bet by Yordan.
But I think Yordan goes the opposite. I think Yordan is probably in something real small, and that probably is why he gets hurt. Trying to fold himself in.
Telling you, man.
You see David Ortiz try to fold himself in them Lamborghinis? And then had to get his big ass up out of there? I bet his knees was hurting before when he got up out of there.
I've seen Shaq take like the back seats out of some of these rides just so he can get in them little cars.
Yeah.
I bet Hunter Brown's in a truck. Hunter Brown's in a truck.
A diesel.
Get it.
Jake Meyer's definitely in a truck.
He might be in a Jeep.
Jeremy Pena's in a sports car.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Correa's in a sedan, a high-dollar sedan.
Christian Walker's in a SUV. Like a
SUV. No, he's in a pickup. He's in a lifted pickup.
Oh, I think he's in a...
You can't wear boots Tahoe. Every time I see you.
Does he wear boots every time?
Yeah, boots and Wranglers every time.
He screamed Tahoe.
He's driving a Cummins.
I mean, he's got the plaid button up with the vest over it with boots on. He can't climb out. He can't climb into it.
Black smoke.
Yeah,
rolling.
He can't climb into a slammed Escalade on 24s. Nah, he's got
it. He may not have him on 24s, but I bet he's in a nice Denali.
I think he's in a pickup. He may be the top of the list in the pickup.
Not one of them like Ford Rangers.
I think Isak's just driving his first car. He got a.
Isak
got a 2007 Maxima.
Isak strikes me as a guy. He's got to be in what's that truck the Raptor. He's got to have some speed, but you know what I mean.
He's a guy that's got a Mohawk and stuff.
You know, I want to be a truck. I want to be real big, rough and rugged, tough guy, truck guy. But I got to get me a little speed.
And things are bad, man. Yeah. I love Raptors.
I wonder what Fromber's the one I can't put a.
Oh, sports car.
You think it's sports car?
Oh, for sure. But maybe like kind of an obscure one.
You think he's got a sports car with loud pipes?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Fart cannon on
Is he underneath the Minute Maid Park hitting the gate? Ring, ring, ring.
No, he's at the Daikin, though. But I mean.
That's what I say. Oh, I haven't seen Minute Maid Park? What are you doing there?
Somebody said Tuve's in a Range Rover. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
I could definitely see that.
That is right, fair. I hope it's not a Range Rover Sport, but I could see it.
Coming up, let's look at this Texans team and a Houston native. What in the hell is happening?
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Texans Ticket Tuesday coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Final winner of the day. Somebody was a winner on Payne and Pendergast on In the Loop, and you'll have your final chance to be a winner right here on The Drive coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Be thinking of this, and I do want to discuss this in a second. Is this D'Amico's best team? Is this the Texans' best team under D'Amico Ryans? Is it 713-572-4610? We'll discuss that in a bit, but Clint, man, what's going on with Jalen Hurts? My man had five turnovers yesterday. First quarterback to have two turnovers in one play, which was crazy. But he threw four picks. One of them wasn't his fault. One went right through, oddly enough, AJ Brown's hands. But then the last one to end the game where they were in field goal range to at least tie, second down, he tried to force one in and threw a pick at the end. But, man, they've lost three straight. He has struggled and, again, culminated. I was just listening to our guy at WIP, our sister station in Philly. He's done. He's thrown
with
it
Jaylen?
In. Yeah,
or just
overall? Just the team this season.
It's been a frustrating.
He said, I've accepted it.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, Jay went into that game with the best touchdown interception ratio in the league. 19 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he ran 8 touchdowns. So, obviously, you know, that was a one off last night, right? That had been a problem all year long. But you look at the one that you said went through A.J. Brown's hands, and then you look at the one at the end of the game was tipped. I mean, obviously you don't want to take that risk at the end of the game when you're right there ready to score, but that was a tipped ball. So kind of a couple of them were kind of flukish. And I think now it's unfortunate, to be honest with you, because it's just the time that I turned the game on. I literally walked in, and I was watching right at the start where he throws the go ball, the moon ball to A.J., and he doesn't catch it. And then later in the game, I'm sitting there watching in the fourth quarter, and he throws a go ball to him, and he got him in the hands again. So, yeah, Jaylen will take the brunt of it, but the reality of it is I think I saw A.J. Brown talking about I didn't play well enough in big moments tonight, and I've got to be better. So, I don't know. You know, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Seemed like they opened it up a little bit last night and had a little bit of success, but they didn't make the plays necessary, and they didn't make the play when the game was on the line. So, we'll see, man.
That was weird.
In the driver's seat in that division, but we'll see.
They got the Raiders and the Commanders twice left.
Well, that's one way to straighten the season out.
but no, and it was weird. Numbers wise, they got Saquon going yesterday. But I promise you, I kind of did what you were doing. You know the deal, Tyler, catching up on a little Matlock in between the game.
Are you 90?
Little Elspeth catching up on a little Matlock and Elspeth. So I came in and out, but I never caught any of the long Saquon runs. Every time I saw Saquon get the ball, he was just getting drilled in the backfield. I mean, obviously he had a big 50 plus yard, a couple of big runs in there, but that's clearly been the difference is, man, they just can't run the football anywhere the way they need to. And it just falls more on their passing game more.
Yep.
And now they sound like a team that listens to what is being said a lot. Oh. And then go on the field and try to shut people up.
Well, I think they go on the field and try to keep A.J. Brown happy is what they try to do. But the reality of it is I'd spend more time on figuring out with that offensive line how to keep Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts happy, because those two guys are the ones that are ultimately your identity. We'll see what happens. The good thing about that team is, you know, they're not quite the Texans on defense, but they got the ability to be really, really dominant on the defensive side of the ball. And so it's going to afford that offense the ability to maybe have some growing pains, maybe not be at their best. And just with the DNA in that organization and that defense, I think offensively they got enough playmakers. They can make some noise. So
they're in the game. They're in the game and a chance inside in the red zone with a chance to win in overtime. They turn the ball over five times.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah,
they turn the ball over five times in that game. All right, your thoughts, Tyler. You've watched all of these games, Clint. I know you've watched all these games. We talked about this a lot. Many of you listening have watched all these games. The Texans, have been 10-win teams the last 2 years, won the division. Do you feel like now that we've gotten here, obviously they had the slow start, but do you feel like this team currently constructed is the best team that DeMeco has had in his time here? And I will just throw out some stats. And this was coming into the week. Last week, they were 18th in total offense, 21st in points this year. That's compared to 22nd, 19th in points, 12th, and 13th in points in 23, obviously the rookie year of CJ. Offensively, they were much better. Yep. But their defense, obviously, this year is 1-1 in total defense and scoring. Last year, they were 6th in total defense and 14th in points. This just when you look at the whole team, does this feel like the best team they've had under DeMeco?
Well, that's a tough question because last year, now, I mean, they were injured last year, so that tarnishes the point. But I mean, you know, last year, man, that offense, you had Joe Mixon, you had Laremy Tunsil, you had Diggs, you had, you know, Tank, you had
DeMeco.
I mean, I think all of the guys offensively.
But your defense wasn't like this.
Yeah,
it
but
was
they
good.
Weren't. Yeah, but they didn't offset by that much. I mean, you don't have any of those guys this year. Right,
except DeMeco. Yeah.
Well, I didn't mention DeMeco, but the yeah. I mean, you don't have any of those guys. So you take all those guys away from the offense, and who have you added on defense? I mean, all these guys were here last year. EJ Speed
just got.
I mean, they're a year better.
Yeah.
They're a year better.
Kamari's better.
So is the year better of the superstars on this defense better than the superstars that you lost on offense? I don't. Who man?
Black Greg. Last year's team was the most talented on paper, but injuries and offensive line derailed it. Yeah, that offensive line was so poor last year. Like, despite what the hell happened in that second half on Sunday, this offensive line is just night and day from last year.
Yeah.
Even though you could argue they're less talented, it's night and day.
I think
the defense is so good. Because this is the worst offense they've had. In my opinion, watching this, even last year.
Oh, I agree. Of all 3 years that DeMeco's been here, I agree.
This is the worst offense they've had, but that defense, like, I think they have the best unit in football.
Well, I think they were good. I mean, they were obviously really good last year on defense, but I don't think that anybody would stand around and beat their chest about their Super Bowl caliber. They were really good.
Yeah,
but I don't think
it feels different too.
This year, I feel like this defense can carry you to multiple playoff wins,
especially with the team.
Last year, I felt like if the stars aligned, they could. I feel like this one's damn near going to do it. You know what I mean? Like this defense is not just good; they're imposing their will on folks. I mean, they're taking the heart out of folks' chest. So I would say that this is the most talented team just because of how dominant the defense is. And I'll be honest with you, I think this offense has got a chance. I mean, it's not. They're not struggling because of lack of talent.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think the struggle. I mean, they're better. They're as good at running back when you leave him in the game. Now, I don't know that he can
Woody.
Last. I mean, Woody has performed and made big plays in a way. I don't know. Joe made some big plays.
Yeah, Joe
was
a Pro
different
Bowler.
Animal.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking from a production standpoint. But yeah, I mean, Joe's obviously better. But I'm just thinking from a production standpoint, what you're getting out of Woody versus what you got out of Joe. Yeah, Joe was doing a lot on his own too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say this year's the better team. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think this, like someone said, this team can go further in the playoffs. I definitely believe that. I think that also has to do with, you know, the field, right? Like the Ravens and the Chiefs probably right now the odds are they don't even make the playoffs.
Right.
And you know, obviously those were different teams the last couple of years. Buffalo, even though you've solved them, they were different teams. But you're right. Like, if you got a run, like right now, their run would be New England to probably Denver to, you know, whoever on the other side would be, you know, Jacksonville, Buffalo, whatever. Yeah, you could, like, this field, you could see them winning multiple games being carried by this defense with those guys. With that grouping of teams, Denver and New England being the first two, you could see them getting there. All right, 5 o'clock fire. A lot to get to in the 5 o'clock hour, including your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Texans Colts game. News involving the Texans. It's something that they will have to potentially check on. We'll discuss that. Also, Joe Espada, the manager, talking about a few different things that he potentially is looking at for the upcoming season. A lot to get to as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.